Chapter 48. I look back at the sheet of water through which I've entered. Clear as a picture, I can see the worried faces of Felicity, Pippa, and Anne. Only Asher betrays no emotion. I want to run back through the waterfall to safety, but safety is another illusion. I can only move forward. You can't actually touch the magic, can you? That's why you needed Nell, why you need me. You can only control the magic through someone else.
You are the Most High. It wants your words after all, she says.
Gemma, together, you and I can restore the power and the glory of the Order. We can do good things, glorious things. You have more magic in you than anyone in the history of the Order. There is no limit to what you and I could do. She offers her hand. I do not take it. You don't care about me, I say. Your only desire is to control the magic and the realms.
Gemma,
you have nothing to say to me that I want to hear.
Will you please just listen to me?
She pleads.
Do you know what it is to have your power taken from you, to forever surrender to someone else? I held power in my hands. I controlled my own destiny, and they took that away from me.
The realms didn't choose you, I say, keeping the well between us.
No, that is a lie they tell. The realms gifted me. The Order denied me. They chose your mother over me. She was the more compliant. She was willing to do as they asked.
Leave my mother out of this.
Is that what you want, Gemma? To be a faithful servant to them? Would you fight their battles, secure the temple, bind the magic, and then hand it all over to them to administer as they like? What if they choose to leave you out? What if all this is taken from you now? Have they promised you anything?
They haven't. I've not questioned anything. I've done as they've asked.
You know I'm speaking the truth. Why have they offered no aid? Why did they not bind the magic themselves? Because they couldn't do it without you. But once you bind the magic, and there is no more danger, they will ask you to bring them in. They will take over, and you will be of no value to them unless you do exactly as they say. They won't care for you as I do.
As you cared for Nell, as you cared for my mother, I practically spit the words.
She promised to help me. She sent me a letter from Bombay and said she'd had a change of heart. Then she betrayed me to the Rakshana.
So you killed her?
No, not me. The creature.
It is the same thing.
No, it isn't. You know very little about the dark spirits, Gemma. They will eat you alive. You need my help.
She gives a last appeal.
Without the magic, I cannot rid myself of my bond to these creatures, Gemma. You can save me from this wretched existence. I've spent years searching for the one, for you. Everything I've done for this moment, for this chance. We can form a new order, Gemma. Just say the words.
I saw what you did to those girls.
It's horrible. I won't deny it. I have made many sacrifices for this,
Miss Moore says.
What sacrifices will you be willing to make?
I will not do what you have done.
You say that now. Every leader has blood on her hands.
I trusted you.
I know, and I'm sorry. People will disappoint you, Gemma. The question to ask is whether you can learn to live with the disappointment and move on. I'm offering you a new world.
I cannot live with it. They were right to deny you. Eugenia Spence was right. Her eyes flash.
Eugenia, you do not know what she has become, Gemma. She has been with the dark spirits all this time. How will you fight her if you must? You will need me in the time to come. I promise you that.
You're trying to confuse me, I say.
You cannot cross.
It is Asher's voice. Pippa has rushed through the wall of water.
Pip!
Felicity runs after her. Anne wavers for a moment, but follows. What is happening? Pippa asks. Felicity raises her bow.
I've one arrow left. If you shoot me, I shall take with me all the secrets I know about the dark spirits and the Winterlands. You'll never know.
Do you know how to use the magic to keep a spirit here and free? Pippa asks uncertainly.
Yes, Miss Moore says. I can find a way to give you what you want. You will not have to cross over. You can stay here in the realms forever.
She's lying, Pippa, I say. But I see the aching desire in Pippa's eyes already. So does Miss Moore. I wouldn't have to leave you, Fee, Pippa says. Of Miss Moore, she asks, will it hurt terribly much?
No, not at all.
And will I remain as I am?
Yes.
Don't believe her, Pip. What have you promised me, Gemma? I helped you, and what have you done for me? She steps around the well and takes Miss Moore's hand. So we can be together, Fee, just like before. Felicity's hand wavers on the bow, the string loosens. Felicity, you know it can't be, I whisper.